CCFM 107.5.
There's Breakfast with Friends. My name's Jonathan Haller. She's Megan Schilder. And this is the section of the show that we call Story of Hope. It's such an honor and a privilege to be able to do this. And, you know, so often we hear people just saying how this section of the show has impacted their lives. So we hope that if you're a first-time listener, maybe you've relocated from other parts of the country or other parts of the world to Cape Town, and you've found this radio station, you're like, I think this is cool, this is nice. Well, Story of Hope is where individuals, regular people, come and share their testimonies, what God has done in their lives. And so it gives us great joy to say good morning, Pranisha Abdul.
Hello, good morning.
And thank you for coming through to share your personal testimony, your story of hope. So you've got about 15 minutes, give or take, and we'd love to hear, with a name like Pranisha Abdul, there's a story behind it. So yeah. This floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Good morning, listeners, and a blessed good morning to you. It is such a humble honor and a privilege to be here this morning just to share with you what God has done in my life. So I was born in a Hindu family with strong traditions and beliefs. We went to temples, and I loved God very much. But I always knew that there was something missing in my life. And so I would always ask my parents questions about why we worshipped idols and why we went to temples and why did we do the things that we did. And they could never really give me direct answers, which left me quite frustrated as a child. And my parents sent me to Hindi classes after normal school. And I brought home a pamphlet one day. And on the pamphlet, it said that God is omnipotent, meaning that he's all-powerful, and omniscient, meaning that he's all-knowing, and he's omnipresent, meaning that he's everywhere. So it confused me a lot as a child, because it was quite, you know, big words to understand, but it was quite simple to know that if God is everywhere at the same time, then why do we have to specifically pray to idols? So it left me quite frustrated, but I still had to follow my family's rules and regulations, which I did. When I was 17 years old, in grade 12, I started to experience some demonic activity in my bedroom. And my parents were quite, taken aback by this. And so we prayed, and we prayed to the idols, and we went to temples, but the entity wouldn't leave my room. And this was like quite interesting, because this was the first time in my life that I actually heard the name Jesus or even had an encounter with his holy blood. So my parents called the pastor from the local church, and an aunt who was saved, which is one of the very few people in my family that is Christian. And they came home and with a few elders from the church, and they prayed for me in my bedroom with such authority that I stood there, you know, and I was dumbstruck, because I thought, what is going on right now? You know, because they commanded the devil out of my life, out of my room. And my parents stood outside, and they were very respectful of what was happening. But after they left, I never heard of Jesus ever again. The entity left, and I was in a good space, you know. But that was it. My aunt did not even pursue to encourage me about the gospel or about Jesus. That was when I was 17. In the same year, I met my husband, Shahid. And my life took a complete turn, because I started to date a Muslim guy. And this is completely taboo in a Hindu family. You know, Hindus marry Hindus and Muslims marry Muslims. That's just the rule. So it caused a lot of uproar in my family, in my life, and the rejection stepped in. In full force. You know, I was like now the black sheep of the family. I was the first person in my family to actually cross that boundary and fall in love with the Muslim. And so it was all very secretive and undercover. And for 10 years, we actually fought this extreme battle and hardship of trying to convince the world that we wanted to be together. And you know, the Bible says that God looks at the heart. And God allowed me to see my husband's heart, even beyond the fact that he was Muslim. And further than that he was even a drug addict at that time. which made it even worse for us to be together. Nobody could understand why I wanted to date someone that came from such a background. But nevertheless, we loved each other unconditionally, and God allowed me to love him unconditionally. And I didn't even know Jesus at that time. I was a Hindu. And so after 10 years of hardship and trying to convince both our families that we wanted to be together, we eventually got married in 2006. It was then that I converted to Islam, and my name changed from Pranisha to Shaira Abdul. I tried very hard to be a Muslim, and I tried very hard to follow the rules and the regulations, but I was very committed, and I wanted to do what was right in Islam. And I would read the English version of the Quran that my in-laws presented to me on my wedding day, and the name Jesus would just pop out so evidently in this book. On one page, his name appears 5 times. And you know, there is so much power in the name of Jesus. And when I first saw his name, I was taken aback. And I started to ask questions. And I asked my husband, "I'm confused, Shahid. Am I a Muslim or am I a Christian?" And he said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, I see the name of Jesus in your holy Quran very often." And he brushed it aside and he said, "You know, he's just a prophet." But there was this magnetic force in every time I would see his name. I can't describe it, but my spirit was so yearning just to find out who this Jesus was. And it was that at that time that he started to pursue me through the pages of the Quran. And I wanted to just find out more, but I had to do everything undercover. So Google became my best friend. So I started to Google, what is the difference between Islam and Christianity? And the most prominent difference is that Jesus is the Son of God, and he's not just a prophet. And my whole life I've been searching for the truth, and I wasn't going to be lied to again, having left being an idol worshipper. And Islam was sold to me to be a very simple religion, you know, that God is God, nobody knows who he is, we're all waiting to die before we meet him. And that was easy for me to grasp and accept, but now I had something else to deal with. So I started to research, and the Holy Spirit was already leading me and guiding me into the truth. And so I was very undercover. And fortunately, at that time, at my place of work, I joined a prayer group. And I said to my colleagues and my brethren in Christ at that time, I said, you know, I can be an undercover Christian. I can be a secret believer. And they said to me, "No, actually, the Bible goes against that." And I said, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Well, you know, Jesus said, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before the Father." And I said, "Sure, I can't do this. But I also can't go home and tell my husband that I want to be a Christian now. The consequences would be disastrous." And I had to go through that. I had to go through those hardships. I had to go through those tough times of my husband speaking of divorce. And I remember saying to him one day, "You know, your book condones that I can get divorced and that you can marry someone else. But the Bible says that what God puts together, no man will separate. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to do what I want, what I can, and what God wants me to do." And people ask, "Shahid, how did you convert? How did you change from being a born Muslim to coming to Christ?" And he tells people that I started to see my wife become a different person. Wow. I started to see the transformation that God was doing in her. He actually even said one day, "I think I like you better now."
Yes.
Because he says, "You're so peaceful and you're so joyful and you're so happy all the time, despite the challenges that we face or despite the hardships that we face." And I just started to focus on 1 Corinthians 13, which is love is patient and love is kind and love is forgiving. And that's what won Shahid over for Jesus. And just telling you quickly how I got saved. My encounter with Jesus was purely between me and him. There was no middleman. at all. When we first broke the news to my in-laws about us becoming Christian now, their first question was, so who came to your house to convert you? And I said, no one. It was God himself that has called us out of Islam. So while on Google one day, I was very curious to find out, how do you save yourself? Because I want to be a Christian. So I Googled, what does it mean to save yourself? And this video popped up, and God will use anyone. And he used a complete stranger from America who led me to the Lord. And I said the simple prayer while I was at work, and I was saved. And I was elated, and I was so free, you know, and just Jesus coming and pursuing me has been the most amazing thing that I have ever experienced in my whole entire existence. And people say, well, you know, how is it that you're so happy these days? And I said, it's because of Jesus. It's nothing else. And I just live my life for him now. And everything is about him. And I can't imagine ever going back and even, you know, doing the things that I did. I wasn't just a Muslim. I was into New Age stuff. And, you know, I was searching for the truth. So whatever came my way, I grasped. But those things have fallen away. You know, the Bible says that when we are baptized in fire and water, that we are new creatures in Christ. And I'm so grateful for that.
That is so, so encouraging. Can I ask you one last favor? Will you pray, Pranisha? Will
sure.
you pray? Because I know that there are people listening who maybe are searching
yes.
for real answers, are searching for the one true God.
Yeah.
And would you pray and maybe just lead them in a prayer just to God?
Sure. Father God, we come to you this morning before your throne of mercy and grace, Lord, and we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, for you are the true living God. There is none beside you. And I thank you for this opportunity this morning, Father God, to come and share of your good news that you are still in the business of saving souls. And every person that's listening right now, Father, I just pray that you'll touch them, Lord, that you will send them signs, wonders, and miracles, Father, that they will experience your unconditional love the way that you have shown me, the light, that you are the true light of the world. And Father, I just pray that you'll touch them and that they'll come to know you more intimately. Father, I just thank you for every person listening right now. Work in them, Father, and just lead them in the way of the everlasting love, which is you, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen.
Amen. Sure. Thank you so much for coming through to share your personal testimony, your story of hope. And what an incredible story it is. Oh, God is so good. We really appreciate it. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.
CCFM 107.5.